Join me in one of the nation's outstanding young farmers, Greg Wiegus. Greg. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for being here today. It was an unbelievable opportunity being a farm boy from a town of 1,000 people in Button Willow and being on this stage representing OFA. I do appreciate the leadership of OFA, John Deere, and the JCs that have given us this opportunity to represent farmers in America. I had an opportunity about a month ago to be on a panel with Secretary Vilsack. It was a great opportunity talking about 2014 outlook in agriculture. And what a bright future we have. Everything seems to be up. Beef, corn prices have dipped a little bit. Milk is doing excellent. All our exports have been tremendous with free trade agreements, and almonds, all of our specialty crops are doing very well. There is, when I was asked to do this, I was asked to highlight a few issues that we had and how federal government can help. And one of which I want to talk about, being from California, being from Southern California, is we do have a major water crisis, a drought that we're in. And in our own operation, I had to drill 5 wells of the wells we manage, of the farms we manage for, and 3 of our own wells. We're still waiting on 2 more that I have to have running by May 1st, or we're going to start stressing our trees. So it's something we go to bed with every night, wake up with every morning, worrying about water. My grandfather went through the same thing back in the 50s and 40s, and they got together with the legislators, farmers, and built the state water project and the Central Valley Water Project. Over time, our ground was in overdraft mode before that, but generally over time, the water table filled back up. So through innovation, investment, and hard work, and everybody working together, we were able to correct our problem. Well, the last 10 years, through some environmental legislative measures, our pumping has been restricted slowly and steadily, and we're usually getting around 40 to 50% of the 4.2 acre feet that we've paid for year in, year out, and we're still paying for this year and getting 0 this year. And a lot to do with it is the weather. But there is more we can do. Just as our forefathers did before us, we can figure our way out through this problem through investment in more storage, transportation, conveyance, water banking. There's many things that we can do together to figure out a way to include the environmental pressures we have and agriculture and make both work. We have to. The reason being, you see 11 billion mouths we have to feed by 2050. It is our duty to feed the world, and I know we can do it. Another issue that I see that we have is the illegal immigration problem. We have around 11 million undocumented workers in the United States and about 2.8 million just in California alone. These individuals feed our nation. They pick our fruit, they harvest our crops, but yet they're in the shadows. It is time for us all to pull together and figure out a solution on our immigration issues. I've spoke to many and asked them, why did you come here illegally? Why didn't you just go through the normal legal processes? And they tell me in Spanish, Greg, I didn't have time. It's a 5, 6 year, 7 year process, and maybe I'll get through to help my family out. You know, they're making $10 a day in one country and could come here and work and make $100 a day and better their life and provide a service that we all share and depend on. And it is vital we bring them out of the shadows and figure out a guest worker program. Legal immigration, a path to citizenship is not necessary. A temporary worker visa program that documents individuals that they can work and harvest our crops legally is essential. And I appreciate the opportunity for all of you to listen to such a vital part. I know the people in person who work with them a lot. Being a president of the Kern County Farm Bureau is a constant issue and one that needs to be talked about. It's not an easy discussion. It's very difficult, but one that has to be dealt with. But on that note, if we do these things, if we provide our farmers with infrastructure, with the labor force, we will continue to be as strong as we've been in the past. We've met challenges of world hunger before, and we've come out on top. And I know we can do it again and meet our goals in 2050. So on that note, I appreciate your time, and God bless agriculture, and God bless America, and thank you for this opportunity.